know, Patsy must be away on one of his 10 holidays per year if he doesn't see this. I think he's doing a great disservice to the people of Stranraer by saying this. Sinn Féin has been consistent in Stranraer District Council. Sinn Féin brought a motion after they were announced, proposed by Councillor Jay McCauley, that we would seek the jobs back to Stranraer, as has Pat Doherty.
I interviewed him in October 2012. He said at that time that Ballykelly was the viable option.
No, I would contest that, but what Pat Doherty says was Ballykelly was top the poll. Stranraer topped the poll in terms of need, but Ballykelly came out about ahead because they had the site and Stranraer didn't. But Pat Doherty, as you well know, and has been on your show, has been consistent that he would do everything he could. You know, not so far as a couple of months ago, that he would still do everything he could to try and get the jobs back to Stranraer.
When I spoke to Pat Doherty in October 2012, he did say that Ballykelly was the perfect location, and in the year gone by since, he has been particularly quiet over the issue.
Well, Pat Doherty has been particularly quiet on personal issues, you know, Barry, as you well know. There's nothing he can do about that. When you say that Ballykelly is the perfect location, Ballykelly is probably the perfect location in terms of finances for money saving for the executive. It's not the perfect location as creating jobs and an economic black spot like Stranraer.